Rabbi Motti Posen.
The shiur was titled Boyer on Yontuf. We might as well try and discuss as much Hilchos Yontuf as we can get in the short time we've got. We know after Yontuf, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, we have the Tanesim of Bahab, Beis, Monday, Thursday, Monday, where people fast, some people don't fast, say Slichos. And the Eli Rabbah says the reason why we have these Tanesim is to be mechaper for all the Surim Wa'iva, Hilchos Yontuf, by not knowing Hilchos Yontuf. People know Hilchos Shabbos generally. Hilchos Yontuf is less known. Says the Eli Rabbah, people are Wa'iva many Surim. To be mechaper for this, we have Bahab after Yontuf. So hopefully, we'll manage to get through some of the halachas today to avoid being over any sermon yontif. The pasuk says, "Kol malacha lo yaseh bohem," famous pasuk, and again to yontif, "Ach asher yoichal lechol nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem." Yaseh lachem. We have some balkers here in the. From this pasuk, we learn cancel chaz yontif. The gemara's medak every single word, and from each word we learn very many different halachas. There's the famous Mishnah we know in Beitza and Megillah. Ein bein Shabbos v'yontuf elo melechas oichol nefesh levad. The difference between Shabbos and yontuf, v'etzim Shabbos we know who elamtes melechas, and yontuf is the same thing. The only het is oichol nefesh, things necessary for food, food related melechas. Those melechas are muta, and everything else stays the same as Shabbos. So we're going through the melachas, each one again, the most we're going order of how again they are, trying to explain each one how it applies to yontif. The first rule to know is that every melacha, even melachas hamutaris, even a melacha is muta on yontif, is only muta al tanai, you could not do it before yontif. There's no head to do any melacha on yontif if it could be done before yontif. So that's the first rule, anything that can be done before should be done before. If you're too busy to do it, you don't have time, that's begedah, it couldn't have been done. You just ran out of time, it couldn't be done. And Sanjay Malacha will be mutter on Yontif, we'll discuss how. Sometimes you need a shinui. But the first thing to know is everything that can be done before Yontif must be done before Yontif. And if you can't do it before Yontif, then it's because of something that cannot be done before Yontif and is mutter to do on Yontif. Right. We're going to say here you've got Shabbos beforehand. So things will be less fresh than before Yontif. So it's more tzad and more tzad for her to do on Yontif. The first melacha, the most negea, of course, is bishul, cooking, afia. To cook on yontif is mutter. Why is it mutter to cook on yontif? We know the Rambam says by Hilchos Shabbos, everything's got to be fresh and the best possible food shaykh for Shabbos. Memela, the best way to do it, of course, is fresh. That's why lechatchila, all food should be made on Friday. Some achrenim, even after chatzos, it should be done. Mamash, just before Shabbos, to get it the fresh, most fresh possible way, shaykh. If you go to a restaurant and the food was 2 days old, you wouldn't be impressed. So do Shabbos. Shabbos is our guest. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's coming. The Shechina's there. We want to make sure it's the best possible situation, which means all food should be made mamish fresh every Yontif, every Shabbos. That's the heter to cook on Yontif. Because on Yontif, bishul is muta. So we mechabit Yontif with good food. We want to make sure everything's even fresher than Shabbos. Shabbos you can't cook on Shabbos. But Yontif you can cook on Yontif, so you make it fresh on Yontif. Some Achronim discuss what happens if a person is the type of person who every Shabbos he makes his food on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, his food is done early. So if he's not Mechabit Shabbos every week with fresh food, may it be mutter for him to cook on Yontov, the whole head of cooking on Yontov to have fresh food. But he's not so mad with fresh food. If I care, his food's always done before Shabbos, a couple of days in advance. Remind the boys from today, it's still covered Yontov to cook on Yontov, so you can cook on Yontov to have fresh food. But the ikka way to Mechabit Shabbos on Yontov is to have the most fresh possible food every week, fresh food. Cooked as close to Shabbos and as close to Yontif, even on Yontif, as Shaykh. But Bishul is a good melacha to start with, because now Yontif is basically mutter across the board. Any situation of Bishul is always mutter, because every food is better fresh. This command of food, maybe ice cream is better in the freezer a couple of days, I don't know. But most foods, chicken, kugel, meat, salads, all this stuff is best fresh, as you're not already cooking. But anything, generally speaking, which is cooked, is best fresh, and everything can be done on Yontif. There are a few exceptions, Nogea, even to Bishul. It's not really a din. Bishul is din in all melachos. L'mashal, the pasuk says, "Shirchol nefesh yaseh lochem." Yasa lechem. Lechem, the Gemara dashes lechem veloy goy. It's also do any melacha for a goy on yontif. And so too, Mishpura brings from the Achronim that we know the klal, any mumma, anyone who does averis lahachas, he knows about Yiddishkeit and he doesn't care, he does averis dafka, he has a din goy lechol dova. And mele, it'd be also to cook for such a person. And not only that, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's even also to invite such a person to your house on Shabbos. I mean, it's a goy or someone who's a mummy, you can't even invite. Someone asked me last week, he's got a son, Nebuch, off the derech, and he wants to know, can you invite him home for yontif? According to this, he managed also to invite him for yontif. Because is it to invite a mumma for yontif, someone who doesn't believe in the Torah? Is it to, even to invite him? Sorry? Off the derech completely, I mean. I mean, someone who's Michal Shabbos for Hestia, very happy about it. He writes up all about himself, all over the place. And he's very excited to tell everyone that he doesn't keep anything. Such a person is a mumma l'chol dova. I don't mean off the derech, I meant really off the derech. Such a person is a mumma l'chol dova. And we also even to invite him for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. Never mind to cook. Cook is a chasa. Even to invite him would be awesome. Lochem v'loy behema. You can't cook for an animal. People have animals. I don't know what sort of recipes animals eat, but if they eat anything which is cooked again, lochem v'loy behema, lochem v'loy goy, you can't cook for such a person or an animal. Even your own behema, it's got to all be cooked beforehand. You can't cook on Yom Tov for behema. Another important nakuda which applies to all the melachas again by Bishul, it's got to be needed for Yom Tov. You can't cook for the next day. Every melacha which is mutter, I've had some mutter only for today, for Yom Tov. If you're cooking for second day Yom Tov or for the next day, that would be also, unless it's Shabbos and Erev Tavshilin, but normally you can only cook for what's needed today on Yom Tov. Everything else is going to be also to cook. There's a small condition with the last halacha, negeit inviting a goy or a mumma, which is very negeit. If they drop in your house, they just turn up, then there's no problem. You can invite them in and let them come inside. The whole problem is, Chazal said, don't invite them. But if they come, there's no chiv to chuck them away. You allow them to come inside. And you just can't cook for them. Again, the Issa Bishul stays. But the Gzeirah Rabbanon of inviting them, that's only to invite them. If they turn up of their own accord, you can invite them inside, no problem. And the other answer is, someone like a Shivcha, a cleaner, there's no chashivas to, you wouldn't have to cook for such a person. That is even mutter to invite for Yontov, which is Negev. People want cleaners and Yontov. They want to invite them for Yontov Tom to come around and clean. So that's no problem, because they're not choshv enough to use cook for them. The male is mutter to invite a shivcha or something like that on Yontov. No problem. But for a regular guy, you see a policeman outside or a worker or someone comes, oh, come inside, I'll give you something to eat. It's also to invite him to your house on Yontov, because we're worried that you might come to cook for them. The next tonight is melacha shav lechol nefesh. We say, the pasuk says, ach sheyochel lechol nefesh, something that's eaten by everyone. It's a normal thing for everyone to have. That is mutter on Yom Tov. Something that's not mutter, it's not accepted by all normal people to use, to enjoy. That thing would be awesome to do on Yom Tov. Which brings to the famous shayla of smoking on Yom Tov. The boys can discuss, is it shav lechol nefesh, is it not shav lechol nefesh. Lemaisa, they all say, today, even if it was shav lechol nefesh then, today it's definitely changed. And it's hard to find a heter. Someone who does smoke, he got his psak for his rav, it's great. Someone who doesn't smoke, or not such a smoker, should definitely avoid it, because again, it's not shav lechol nefesh. The Gemara talks about mukma, which is also a type of smoking, type of smell. The Gemara there says it's not shav lechol nefesh. As well as the shalavai medication, someone has to take medication. You want to do a melacha non-tov, like carry your medication. You want to carry it with you. Are you allowed to? Again, it's not shav lechol nefesh. This person needs it, but most people don't. And this is a lot of discussion in the police scheme. It depends on the situation, depends on what sort of medication it is, whether you can or can't carry it on Yom Tov, or any of the melacha would be involved with it. Yes, Yom Tov Sheni will make or take, that's the type of taking medication. All medication which is normally also taken on Shabbos, refuah is also, in most cases, unless something severe, all those things are mut on second day Yom Tov. But clavi carrying, which would be a daraisa, even that would be also on second day Yom Tov. Any real malacha, as it would be boira, discuss boira soon. Whatever is a malacha, hasura, if you ask for medication, generally speaking, there are many exceptions, and if anyone is in such a situation, you should check with the Rav what and how to do. But generally speaking, it's not shav lechol nefesh. Shav lechol nefesh means that most people, not most, come on, all people would happily have it lamashal. If you don't like roast potatoes, most people in the world like roast potatoes. Shav lechol nefesh, pung, you don't. But something like smoking, which is an acquired taste, and many people are completely foreign to this taste, and they don't have an appreciation of it at all, such a thing is not. You can't say that most people would happily do this thing or eat this thing. Oh, very good. There are things like baby formula, that should be us as well. Most adults are not having baby formula. Well, I know one person that does have it. But most people are not having baby formula. The answer is, The baby formula is a normal food. It's a normal food, just as crushed up and pulverized and made with all the necessary vitamins that they need. But it's a normal food, be'etzem. If they would serve it to you differently, you'd happily have it. Point in this situation is, you wouldn't have a mashal sushi. Many people don't know what's so excited about sushi. They can't stand the food. But it's not the point. The point is that the rice they would eat, the fish they would eat, they would eat it all. Point in this situation is not cooked, it is cooked, they wouldn't eat. But if you would prepare it differently, they would cook it. Whereas smoking in any situation, someone who doesn't like it, wouldn't touch it. And medication in any situation, a guy that's not ill wouldn't touch it. So such a thing which is b'chlalma in his realm of things you would touch, that's not shavu kol nefesh. So you mean, in this situation you don't like, but slightly change you would. That's one of the term by medication. Some say medication softens off his food. So prepare it differently and someone else will eat it. That's one of the big term they bring down by medication. The end day is regular food. So it depends. For many to know him here, but generally speaking, something short, not shavu kol nefesh would be also to cook or any melacha negate this food on yom tov. Another big shaila, which is negay as well to bishul, is cooking water for showering. People want to have a shower, a bath, and yom tov. It's very negay this because people, especially now in the summer, 3 days yom tov, people get hot, they want to shower, bath. Can you have a shower and a bath? So it's not summer shaila, but Shabbos and yom tov. We know the bathroom is gezeres mechatzos, chazal asadeh. We know a mil taguf is mutter. You do less than half your guf is mutter. Now that's klepa showering, generally speaking. However, there's another problem. Mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos is also to use to wash even one finger, to wash any part of your body, is also a mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos. Even shehuchmu b'hetam. We know Yontov is not the same thing as Shabbos b'hetam. So mayim shehuchmu b'yontov would be also to shower with. So even though you'd have a guy who's mutter to shower, he wants to have a shower, no problem. But something, unless he's doing mir haguf. But with water that was heated on yontov, he's vital to the problem of mayim shehuchmu b'yontov. And water which was heated on yontov, even beheta, even if a goy heated it for himself, completely beheta. But such water which was heated on Shabbos or heated on yontov, chazal asad. So they either heat it for yontov, put it on a Shabbos kettle, a big Shabbos kettle for yontov, and keep it hot. And if you do that, there's no problem. It's ma'am shukhu be'er yontov. And as long as you follow the tanom of rechitza, you don't get your hair wet, you do mitaguf, no problem at all. You can do your washing on Shabbos or yontov. In this case, to my yontov. But ma'am shukhu be'yontov would be a bigger problem. Except the only letters pono of yodah raglov, as we know, that's the cloud's always muta in the 9 days on yontov. To even to heat water from yodah raglov's muta. Sorry? Ooh, getting very political here. So mikvah. Yeah. We enjoy that. Mikvah, it depends. Those who want to follow the Pesach of the Mishra, we know the long B'alach and Shin Chavav. He asks to go into mikvah unless it's Mamash Achiv. He asks to go into mikvah on Shabbos, and the same would be Yontov. People have the minute to go or relying on the Poskim which are Mekel, and everyone should consult their local Orthodox rabbi of their sect for their halachas. But generally speaking, it'd be the same as Shabbos and Yontov. Whenever you do Shabbos, you're on Yontov.
As far as the shower's concerned, using warm water in the shower, fresh water, cold water,
coming
into the toilet.
Oh, yeah, this is very important as well. We saw guys last time, someone was writing to the Hamidiyah how to use hot water on Shabbos. I think it was last year Shavuos. He used hot water on Yom Tov. So at the time I wrote a letter back, which they printed, and that's an idea, explaining that it was completely wrong what he wrote for many reasons. Firstly, you have the Shaila, it's not Dafka Asa, but there are many Mechmirim, but if you want to use the boiler, a regular full combi, a regular boiler, if more cold water comes in and comes into the boiler and the hot water in the boiler already is going to heat that cold water. You're vital to melacha bishul. Now that water, the cold water coming in, you're not using. If I can't use the water coming out, that cold is filling up the gap, the void where the hot water that you're using is coming out. This cold fills that gap. So that is bishul shleil tzorich. Although there are makilim, some say it is a tzorich because the only way to get the hot water out is to let the cold in. Some say it is a tzorich. This is a major machlok in the poskim. What to do if you want to use water from the boiler? In all situations, if you can avoid it, use water heated before Yom Tov. And if you need to heat up water on Yom Tov, achilas mutter, right? For bishul, no problem. You want to have a coffee, you want to have hot water, no problem, fill it up. So too, to wash pon of yod, raglov, hands, face and feet, feet's a shaila nowadays, but hands and feet for sure, you heat up as much water as you like, to wash your hands and face. But ribah shorin wouldn't work. Normally in a ribah shorin, put extra on. Ribah shorin is normally mutter. Once you're doing a malach, which is mutter, you could do extra. But here it wouldn't help, because maim, shukum Yom Tov is vital also to use. So you can heat up as much as you like. What you can use is only what's heated, Erev Yom Tov, or heated on Yom Tov, only for Ponov and Yodov. Someone who's mitzar a lot, he's mamish in pain from not having a shower, there may be a terim, depends on the situation, to even use water, Kochum Yom Tov. That's a major shaila in itself. And if it's nigea, check with your local Orthodox rabbi once again. Kids, there's a big tzad heta, because they have the necholah, so is a woman after birth, or a baby, any of these things, there's a much bigger tzad heta, and the whole gzeres mechatzoyis of not using ma'am shochmu is drabon. So you know, most drabon to makum chayla, you can work around, therefore for a child, usually it would be muta, if it's a big tzarech, it'd be okay. But it's got to be a tzarech for the child, they're not tzarech for the parent, tzarech for the child, then it would be okay, a baby for sure. Would be muta, any chayla, would be muta to even use ma'am shochmu beyond the same as Shabbos. Shabbos, you can get water. Well, you can't heat water, it's bishul. But water that was heated beheta, you can use on Shabbos. So it's only you can use, and there's no problem, I'm shuchma. The next biggest malacha negeat yontav is hoitzah, carrying. We know, just like bishul hoitzah, generally speaking, is mutter across the board, there's no problem, chalal mat and gansan, and even, and here, even the chumra we said before, not chumra, even the din, of something you can do before yontav, you must do before yontav, does not apply to hoitzah. Hoitzah is mutter in gansan, even if you could have brought your master to shul before yontav, you don't need to. Hoitzah is mutter across the board to carry on yontav, whether, with or without an erev, mutter to carry on yontav. We're going to discuss some pratim now. So the first thing to know is, hoitzah. So the first thing we know is the klal mitoich. Mitoich shuvil tzarech, hutzah shlo tzarech. And all rishonim, is a five-way machlokes rishonim here, but they all agree, definitely on itzah, that they all agree applies. So mitoich applies to anything you need, not only food, which will apply to tzarech mitzvah for sure, lulav, or machza, and even something like tzarech mitzvah, anything you need, you're allowed to carry. But the first thing to know is the Ramah says, something you need, a tzarech ktsas. It's got to be something you need. He says, avonim, stamp stones, rubbish, that you don't need. You can't just stamp take out, which the poskim say, you want to push a buggy on yontuf, and at the bottom you've got all sorts of stuff left from the last 10 years, you've got to empty out. All that is not tzarech ktsas. It's bichlal on a girl. Some are meikel, because ribu shurin again. But most things you take out, you got to watch, it's only in the bag or the buggy, the stuff you need. Extra stuff which has got din avonim, there's no tzarech, you can't carry. Only thing which has a tzarech, ktsas. Sorry? Oh, so that's what some say about a buggy, it's one thing, it's Rebbe Shurin, it's one push. Even with that many a machmeh, the famous Machalekah Shmei Shabbos and Igros Moshe about the cigarettes and the keys, there they wanted to be maker. Moshe says, if you're someone who smokes, where it was better, then you're allowed to take a whole box of cigarettes, even though you only need one. Why? Because Rebbe Shurin, every cigarette, I might need this cigarette, I might need that cigarette. You can't say this one, I'm going to smoke that one not. Rebbe, the guy takes a pack of biscuits, he's a little skinny guy, he's eating one biscuit. He can still take the whole packet, because every biscuit I can eat. So Shmuel Shabbos wanted to say so to a bunch of keys, and that Ramosha rebuked them, that you can't say that, because a bunch of keys, you need one, you don't need the others. It's not because you can use any key you like, there's only one that opens the door you want. Unless, of course, you're opening all the doors. But generally speaking, there's only one you need. So it's either got to be something which they're all the same, and you can use any one, any biscuit, any cigarette, cigarettes of the mutter, of course. Or the key, but by the keys will be awesome, because you've got to only take what you need, a certain ktsas. Stamp to take stuff will be awesome. You rely on the air, if it's no worse than Shabbos, you do what you like.
Same thing.
Yeah, same as Shabbos.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, and Erev is across the board. Erev is much like indoors. Erev is like being indoors.
On your opposite, you rely on
Erev. Yeah, if you rely on Erev on Shabbos, you do what you like. We're talking here a club where someone who does rely on Erev, or in a bokum, where there's nerve, such a person, then you can only take Tzarech Ktsas. The marshal, you get on the buggies, you get hooks, these mummy hooks and stuff on the buggy. Again, if you don't need it, you got to take it off. Anything which is not needed, there's no Tzarech Ktsas. Even a small need, or you might need, that's okay. Something you know you for sure not need, you can't have. The marshal, I was once somewhere, I saw this guy, was his wife was schmoozing, and he was walking up and down the road with his little Vanessa waiting for his wife. And someone came to him and said to him that you can't just walk aimlessly up and down the road. You know, any malacha done for no reason is also. You're just bored, you're walking, strolling up and down. Every time you stop and turn around, say, so, you got your little Vanessa in your hand, there's no circumstance, if you cloud don't need to carry it here, then we told him to be also to carry it. It's a mitzvah if you need it, but he's just walking back and forth, you can't just carry it. No, even a mitzvah could be circumstance, everything could be circumstance, you need it a bit. Unless you tell him, maybe the guy's so nervous, it makes him more relaxed, I don't know, but then he wouldn't need the little less in his hand. So it's got to be a tzarech ktsas, stamp to carry for no reason whatsoever, it's also, in case of Shulchan Aruch, it's avonim, stones, would be awesome. Which brings to the shayla of a key. Can you carry a key on yontif? We said mitoich is mutter, mitoich shulchan tzarech, chutz shlo tzarech, but it's got to be a tzarech. Say the achronim, if you bring your key with you, why do you need your key? You lock the front door, now you walk off. You don't need the key now, you need the key when you get home. So there's much discussion here, is the key mutter, is it awesome? Mishpur says Royal Achmeh, of course, you should be Machmeh if you can. Don't carry the key on Yontif, we're talking about again without an Erev. Don't carry the key if you can avoid it. If you do need to carry the key, that is what to rely on, but it's extremely schwer. The main reason, the main head they're relying on is Oichel Nefesh, because you've got your food at home and you lock the door, no one's going to steal your food. However, everyone knows if a thief comes to your house, the last thing he's going to steal is your chalant. Therefore, it's very hard to say, is it Tzarech Oichel Nefesh to take your key with you. Some rely on it, the Mishmur says, Yerushimayim, Avadi Shbi Machmeh, not to take a key if you can avoid it. If you must, there is one to rely on, but it's extremely schwer to rely on this unless it's Mamshe Tzarech. Sorry?
What if you have a bell?
Yeah, you worry about b'chalal malacha, you avoid the whole problem, you avoid the whole shaila. Again, with these shailas, mamish like a sofik. Okay, it's not always the raisa, it could be a sofik rabbon, but mamish a sofik either way, a sofik a shakul, it's very hard to machriya, and you should avoid them as much as you can to get into these machliks. Oh, the next day again, any malacha you do the next day is osas. If you're going to take it for marav, as again a shaila, the best is you get to shul. Look through the Mishnahs, look through a bit, see something, and you've had the tzorich, a key would be worse, because mamish the next day, and there's no tzorich in shul for the key at all. So that would be worse. Yeah, maybe they wouldn't be able to even rely on the matir. It's a good one. If you're going out for the next day, it may be worse. Now, even a mitzvah, you want to take a mitzvah with you, a gilul of an esrog. So there we had the head he said before, of itirut soifim shum tchilase. Chazal knew, if you couldn't bring your talis, sitzis, your lulav of esrog home, any of these things, you wouldn't bring in the first place. Therefore, itiru soifim shum tchilase. He says, mutter to take it, to bring it back, and thereby, you know, you can take it home, you'll bring it to shul in the first place. However, the only reason to take it home is because you're worried of leaving it in shul. So if you go to someone's house on the way, and you come there, and it's a secure place to leave it, after you leave his house, what would be the head to take it home? Sorry? Oh, if you don't trust him for sure. Oh, again, if it stares you, of course, if you're worried that you won't be able to sleep, you spend so much money on the Arab Aminim, and you're worried about his kids, you don't know, tomorrow morning you won't be able to be in when you need your lulav back, then of course it's a tzorich. But it's b'chlal not a tzorich. You just don't want to leave in shul, but you don't need it now. L'mashal, second day on tov, okay, it's not, depends, if you're not so worried about your Arab Aminim, the next day you need it is chol hamoed, there's no tzorich for yom tov, you're happy to leave it there, you go to visit a brother, someone who you trust, okay, I don't know if you trust your brother, someone who you trust, then no problem, you leave it there, then you should leave it there. But again, anytime you're worried, you won't be able to sleep. Mishmur says by the key again, the same heta. If you're worried and you're lachas and you can't function, you're worried about your house, then that's better by the key as well. So here too, if you're worried, you won't be relaxed if the key's in his, if the Araminim or your machs is in his house, then you can take home as a tzorich. But if you're not worried, then you should leave it there. To take it from his house home would be a tzorich or a tzorich. Two final halachas. There's the shayla if someone has a bin in a shusar abib. It's the game where I saw where the bins are outside. If someone can have a bin in a garden, in a mock where he's got no air in his garden, to take out the rubbish. Can he take out the rubbish? On one hand, sorry? He's not touching the bin. Well, the lid wouldn't be muksa. The lid's always going to be mutter. The actual bin's the shayla. To open the lid and check him wouldn't be a problem. But the shayla is, can he carry outside? I was in someone's house recently where he was trying to build an air in his garden. Till then, he didn't have an air and he was worried about his bins, what to do. Yontov, can he take it out? Do you say it's a tzorich? It smells, I can't take it. It's ichel nefesh, it's not geshmek. On the other hand, some say no. All ichel nefesh is positive. Something you want to do, you want to make, you want to cook. To take out a bin is a negative. So this is a major, major machloikas. There's svaras lekan or lekan. Again, it's a sovek hashokul kemat. You've got poskim on both sides who say, some say it's ichel nefesh, some say it's not ichel nefesh. Says, well, to rely on if you want to be makel, and what to machma, you want to be machma, is again, it's a sofik. There's no clear achronis at all. It's 50-50. And therefore, it's a sofik, and it blabs a sofik. You want to get a child to do it, you might be better. With only a child doing it, you get a cleaner to do it, it's the best. Second day yontav, there's more room to be makel. It's all sveikas. By a yontav, which are not clear, and there's no achron, a maisa, what to do. Oh, this is part of the same sofik. They were discussing this, I remember last year. Last year ended up on a Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it was, and the bins were outside. I don't know, can you bring them back in? It's the same sofik. Do you call it positive or do you call it a negative? Is it a real? I know, is it just to take the rubbish out? Okay, moving along. The next malacha is mave, making a flame. We know here, Chazal said, don't make a new flame, only take a flame from another flame. To create a new flame, we don't do. If someone wants to take a flame with a match, you got to watch out. If you put it too near to the flame and the match burst into flames from the heat, it may be that it's not catching heat from the actual flame, it's only from the heat. And such a thing would be like creating a new flame. Therefore they say, take the match and put it straight into the flame, don't hesitate, and thereby it will catch from the actual flame, and then you have no problem at all. To put it next to the flames only from the heat, it could be that it's not from the flame amish, it's not from the flame amish, it could be making a new flame. You'll put it all the way in. Bavor again, to make a flame is across the board mutter for any tzorich, anytime you need a flame, to light the gas, Shabbat candles, the yontif candles, all these things will be mutter. It's one of the malachas which across the board is going to be mutter. The next shayla is mechaber, extinguishing. Extinguishing is not mamish mutter across the board. A certain gedorim, yes or not. The first thing to know is, a guy's got his soup on the flame and it's bubbling away. Yos alai, I decided not to speak about because there's a lot of rage about it as well. Some say yes, some say no. Is oichal nefesh, is not oichal nefesh. Again, it's a big machloikus. We're not gonna avoid it here. Oh, because for the next day. If you light 4-day ones, there's no problem at all. Yeah, if you light a 2-day one or 3-day one this year, no problem at all. If you light, it's no problem. To light only ones, if you also light candles, a shiloh, we'll avoid it here. Machaber, extinguishing a flame. Again, the first shiloh is you've got the pot on the flame and it's burning out. The soup's bubbling away. Half an hour later, there'll be no soup left. What do you do? Can you turn it down? So practically speaking, the poskim say here, there's many ways to avoid the melacha. Anytime you can avoid a melacha, even a melacha mutar, you got to avoid it. To say, put a blech on, move it slightly off, move it to a hot plate. Anytime you can avoid it, I've had to avoid it. In a matzah where you can't avoid it, you can't put it half off because, I don't know, you've got all four flames on. There's no way to put it half off. You don't have a blech. There's nothing to do. Do you turn it down? Or the Magen Avraham, Mishbura bring, they say much better to light a new flame. Is to turn it down. There's arichas in the poskim why they say this, to turn it down, they're not so happy with, because it's not direct, echol nefesh, you're taking away. Some in the Magen Avraham says there was a big melacha in putting out flames, therefore they say light a new flame. It's machlok, the Gros Moshe's choy, look, he says no, better turn down. Again, here there's no achras, machlok, mishbur, the Gros Moshe. I spoke to a Rav yesterday, and Yitzhak asked him, well, how are you machreel, alach, what do you do, machlok, mishbur, the Gros Moshe. And they say, Levi says, Magen Avraham and the Mishnebura. It's hard to go against the Mishnebura. Like Igros Moshe, that's Mafurish by the Achronim, it's all going to be better to make a new flame. That's what you should do. Someone who does turn down a flame, again, it's an Igros Moshe, to allow him, there's nothing wrong. But if you have the Sofik, you're not sure what to do, you go to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnebura to make a new flame rather than turn down the old one. Again, make a new flame is you take from a flame a rising light and light the gas, not create a whole one completely, but to take a flame and light it. Mechabe, putting down a flame. Anytime you take any fuel away from a fire, it's Mechabe. Oh, so that's part of what Moshe says. Moshe says only Drabonon. The whole melach of Mechaba is usually to make coals. Here, we're not doing that, there's no pachim, so only Drabonon, that's what Moshe's Rejman. The Ma'ez and Mishmur didn't go with that, and he knew it was Drabonon. So, the Mishmur says, you make a new flame, make a new flame. If you do turn it around, you've got Eves Moshe to allow. Again, to take away the gas, we said it's take away fuel. If you want to light a candle from another candle, you should take the one which is not light. You take the one which is already lit, and you tip it, wax will drip. That wax will drip, you're removing fuel from the flame. Again, it's a shalom mechaba. Usually it's mutter because it's segregation, you know, mechaban. Oh, it's a big tzadheta, but you should avoid it if you can, and take rather the candle, which is not lit yet, and light from the one ready lit, rather than take the one that's lit and light it. If it's one, like a yotze candle, and so much all turns into liquid, you'll try and tilt it anyway, it will go out. So usually it's more practical anyway to take the one which is not lit. But even if you want to take the one which is lit, better not, because the wax will drip. And you have a shaila. If you have to, again, it's with tzorich and it'll be muta. But you should avoid it if you can and take the one which is not lit. Which brings us to the next shaila. This year, first night ontif, we want to make havdalah. Havdalah, we know you want to have a flame. Ma'adur lechat chila shulchan aruch says if you can, of 2 wicks. So there's much debate here. What do you do? How do you create a flame of 2 wicks? The best etzah is you take a candle, havdalah candle, or a yahrzeit candle and put in it 2 wicks and light it before Shabbos. You have to have a yahrzeit candle usually lighting anyway because you want a flame for other reasons. So put a double wick inside, or you have an oil burning, take a floating wick, prick 2 holes, put 2 wicks in, and you got your madura. It's lit before Shabbos, no shaila. If you want to create a madura on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, you want to put 2 flames together, the boys can discuss, is it a tzorich? Kuno the Shulchan Aruch says if you don't have an avdala candle, you can still make avdala. And if you have a single flame, you can say boy ma'ish on that. It's a mitzvah and a mubcha to have a double. So they say here for the mitzvah and a mubcha, is that called a tzorich? To put 2 flames together with a light havdalah candle on Yom Tov. So here most say, again, that you should not do it, you should avoid it, either light before Shabbos, a long candle with a double wick, or light your Yom Tov candles that night. First night Yom Tov, you light your Yom Tov candles with a double wick. Or you light your havdalah candle, if you can afford these fancy havdalah candles, you light that, and let it burn all the way to the end, and that'll be the end of your havdalah candle, brand new one next week, and you've got your madura. If you can't do any of these, the best is don't put 2 flames together, just make boiler morish on a single flame, and be with that. Okay, moving on to Boira, seeing as that was the main title of the shiur after all. Boira, what's the story of Boira? We know Boira is very complicated. People are machmeh, people are meikel. There's a lot going on here. What do you do with Boira? So, the first thing to know is that Boira be'etzem, according to all Rishonim, except the Rashba, we'll get to the Rashba later, the all Rishonim is a melacha hamuta. Boira be'etzem is a mutter melacha, tzorich echol nefesh, as mutter do Boira on Yom Tov. However, there's many exceptions to Boira, and you've got to watch out. Usually it's mutter, you've got to watch out. You don't qualify for any of the exceptions at the time, and then you'll be excluded from the klal of the het of Boira. The first thing to know is that borer b'kli is ba'atzem mutar. However, this is not so negay. A kli used for yom rabim, like used in the fields, stuff they used to sift big amounts, that would be asa. But a small borer b'kli, like a peeler, something which is used in the house, it's not meant for yom rabim, peel them. If you have a big peeling machine that peels hundreds of potatoes in a go, that would be asa. Because meant for yom rabim, you do loads of potatoes, and it can keep it. But a peeler, a hand peeler, which is meant for one at a time on a day-to-day usage, is not meant for peeling and storing. Such a thing as mutter. So to peel potatoes, peel an apple. So to get on Pesach, you want to peel their fruit and veg. Or in Shavuot, you want to peel an apple, peel a potato, no problem at all. Borer b'kli on a kli which is meant not for Yom Rabim, just for media use, for day-to-day usage, is mutter. Therefore, that's the first heter by borer, by a kli, is mutter. But if you have a big fancy sieve or something like that, that very likely would be nechlal, nechlal and the issa of borer Yom Rabim, where you won't be able to do it. So that's the first thing to know, b'kli is mutter. Beyond Rabim's asa. Another thing, Yom Rabim, we know you can't soak fruit or veg on Shabbos. You soak it in water, it's asa, because it makes all the rubbish rise to the top and the fruit goes to the bottom and it separates it. This, the poskim say, is something done Yom Rabim, usually do big quantities. There was also this on Yom Tov, so this will be like Shabbos, which means you want to wash your grapes, you rinse it under the stream, under the tap. But to insert it into a bowl of water will be asa the same as Shabbos. There's another chumrah of the Maril, all Achrinim bring down. They ask what's Pshat, no one really knows Pshat, but they also ask Pichosh the Maril. And he says if you have one small thing in a huge mixture, his example is a bit of not ground matzvil in a big bowl of matzvil, or a practical example is a fly in a soup. One thing in a big mixture, that they all say is Osher as well. It's very shver. Why? It's not clear, but this Maril they all say you should be Chosh for. So one small thing in a big mixture, you should be Chosh to do like Shabbos and avoid the term of Shabbos. But to take your bone out of your chicken or the bones out of the fish on Yom Tov is mutter completely. That's not one small thing in a big mixture, it's not Bekli. There's no problem at all, you can do that on Yom Tov. Filtering water is also a Chumrah, not so again, the Chayot they shouldn't do. Oh, here we get to the next Shaila of the Rashba. On Shabbos we know it's Oichel Mitoich Pesoilis. You got to take the Oichel from Pesoilis. On Yom Tov is mutter, so you can take Pesoilis Mitoich Oichel. And the Chayot say here, not only you can, but if that's easier, you must. Any Tirch on Yom Tov is also Tirch Shalit Tzeich. So if you start taking the Oichel Mitoich Pesoilis like Shabbos, in a matzah where it's mutter, it's more Tirch for no reason. Therefore you must take the Pesoilis. If you have one bone out of a big mixture of chicken, or one or two bones, you want to take them out, it's better to take the bones out of the chicken, not like Shabbos, because if you take oichel, that's too much tirch on yontav, which is awesome. Then there's a famous shit to the Rashba. The Rashba says that oichel mitoich psoilas, psoilas mitoich oichel is all mutter. And even Bekli, the Drabonim Bekli, we said of peelers, not Leon Rabim, is all mutter. The Rashba says, he says that la'achaz man, we know normally on Shabbos, you'll do boir for now. La'achaz man, he says awesome. Therefore, he's choshes daraisa, darich is why. Therefore, if someone wants to take something out for lachaz man, you want to take something out of the freezer where it's a big mixture and you can't see what's going on. To take it out, come to all the rishonim in the way shachnorch pasans is mutter. So, you choshes the rajma, which you all bring down, your rishonim shut, if you can, would be good and to avoid it and not do for lachaz man. The last thing to know is, mitoich is not so posh, you say mitoich, the mishmor does not say mitoich here. So, that would only apply to food items. To take something which is not a food item, to do boy would be also come to Mishbor Lechera, and you do like Shabbos. Lamash, you want to take a tie, have a mixture of ties, not food or socks. So you do like Shabbos, take what you want, take it for immediate use. But to take it not for immediate use would be a problem of Mitoich. There are plenty of Makilim, but the Mishbor and many boys can say there's no Mitoich by boy. So a practical example for the Rashba and the Mishbor together would be if someone wants to take their socks out the night before. The night before, you want to take the socks out the next morning with a tie. So you've got two problems. The Rashba holds, if a lach is a man's osa, and the Mishbor says no Mitoich for your socks or your tie. Whereas you want to take something out of the freezer, food, the Mishbor says mutter, there's mitoich on food. No, there's no mitoich, but it's food. The Rashba still holds his asa. So the Rashba gets a bit complicated. Again, if you can't be mechmi, you should. If you can't, you can't. But be'ikah without the Rashba, boy is generally mutter across the board on Yom Tov, and you do whatever's easier. If you chash the Rashba, you don't do for lach as a man.
Well, they're taking food out of the freezer, you don't do the Rashba. Now you can take it out 3 hours before.
Oh, that's the shalom by Shabbos as well. Is it cool now because it has to defrost? If you take it out and put it straight in the pot, that would be avada mutter because it's already part of the cooking process, and you defrost in the pot, that would fall on the flame, that would be mutter. But to take out just defrost is the shalom by Shabbos, which shalom itself. Okay, toichen. Heading to toichen is again to crushing things up. If you want to make a salad, slice a salad, what's the halach with toichen? Again, toichen is like boir, it's mutter, as long as it's not done liyom rabim, which again is not soon again, no one's making salad for the next 2 weeks. You make a salad just for today, we mutter to toichen, and mutter to do on Yom Tov. However, again, anything you can do before Yom Tov, you have to do before Yom Tov. So if you can slice your vegetables before Yom Tov, without it deteriorating at all, you've got to do before Yom Tov. If it deteriorates slightly, the example the person gives is the horseradish for Seder night. If it deteriorates slightly, that you should do before Yom Tov, because deteriorates slightly is not such a big deal. If you did them, you could do only onto the shinoi, the chayadim says the shinoi. If you do toichen, not onto a chopping board, straight onto the table, that's what you do if you could have done it before Yom Tov. But something you couldn't do at all before Yom Tov, something which you cut for Yom Tov would shrivel up, it wouldn't be good, it would lose its flavor completely, that you could do on Yom Tov, no problem at all. You do it on Yom Tov. So again, toichen bez muta, but something you could have done for Yom Tov, you have to do for Yom Tov. Something which you would got ruined completely, you do on Yom Tov. Something which got slightly ruined, you do the shinoi, which instead of onto a chopping board, is straight onto the table. Losh, in the Shaila as well, you want to make Weetabix, according to those who hold Weetabix, is also to make on Shabbos, that's Losh, or any sort of mix you want to make. Again, Losh is one of the Melachos HaMutaris, but again, only if you couldn't have done it for Yom Tov, which, by Weetabix, you couldn't, would have got soggy. You can't do it for after Yom Tov, again, you want to do it just before Shkia, just for Nacht, and your kids are going to eat this one, and eat it afterwards. Again, if it's for after Yom Tov, you'd have a problem. But Derech Klal, Losh would be Mutar. The next thing to know is Ma'abad. We know on Shabbos at Issa to salt vegetables. You have a salad, to put salt straight in is Osa, unless you put mayonnaise or oil or something first. To put salt straight onto a big amount of vegetables is Osa. So too on Yom Tov, even though all Rishonim are Makel, there's one Rishon who's Osa, who asks, and that the Ramah says, La'alochi, you have to go like that Rishon, and holds his Osa, therefore we don't do Ma'abad on Yom Tov either. So like Shabbos, you put oil or mayonnaise first, mix it around, then you put the salt, the sugar as well as the Shaila. And you put that only after you put the oil or the mayonnaise. Medida, to measure, we know measuring on Shabbos is also not something. Yeah, Yom Tov, if you want to make a recipe, you want to measure. Measure the seasoning, measure the sauce, measure the salt, measure the vegetables, you want to check you got the right amount, not too much, not too little. Every recipe you need an exact amount. Medida is also. The only time it's mutter is by spices. By spices, if you don't do it exactly right, you completely lose the whole flavor. Therefore, medida of spices is mutter. But if a medida of chayt, you need matz meal, it's not really a spice, so you take baruch. You need a cup, you just stick a cup in, you don't measure the top of the cup, the bottom of the cup. You need a spoon, you just stick a spoon in and take. You don't do exact medida, you do it roughly. Spices, you can do exact, because you don't want it over-flavored or under-flavored. Just to end off, there's a chiv simcha on Yom Tov. We know there's a shayla of meat in the night. Milchiks, shvus, much red. Do you have to have milchiks? Do you have milchiks? Do you have meat? Don't have meat. But even as a chiv simcha, the chiv to mesamech ishtcha and your children with clothes, with food, being besmech yourself, with boss of yayin, cheesecake, that's a simcha for you, faket, shvus, we know, kulam moidin shebatzeres poinam elochem, the main mitzvah of shvus is the lochem, the chatz elochem, the gashmus, the enjoying shvus, to know that the Torah is so gushmak, we must enjoy it, therefore to represent the idea, all the tanoim and the gemara all agree that kulam moidin shebatzeres poinam elochem, you got to make sure to have proper simcha, and beskos this, b'nei v'yisro kvat chila, we should see, b'nei v'yismikdash shlishi.
Not before the Suda.
Yeah, you do what you like.
In the morning, certainly.
As long as it comes down before, you do what you like.
Yeah.